grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I've become a laughingstock all the day. Everybody mocks me. I don't know how many of you have ever felt like that. Some of you may feel that way in a few short months. But Jeremiah the prophet was sent out by God to be his messenger as he hears these words of God to him in his first chapter. Behold, I've put my words in your mouth. See, I've appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Jeremiah indeed had a mission. And like many who have been called to proclaim God's word, he met opposition. He was oppressed by those who claimed to be members of God's kingdom. He went and proclaimed that they were going to face the judgment of God because they knew his will and they rejected it. They worshiped false gods and even sacrificed their children. So Jeremiah goes to them and calls them to repent and predicted great punishment. The only problem was the punishment didn't come right when he had predicted or had proclaimed that there would be coming punishment, and thus he was seen by many as a false prophet. His message was not well received, and no one said to him, "Oh, Jeremiah, that was a fine sermon." Indeed not. But rather he was mocked, he was rejected, he was imprisoned, placed in stocks, and ridiculed for proclaiming the will of the Lord and for calling false teachers to task. Jeremiah was faithful to his calling, but he was despised, rejected by those who were comfortable in their sin. One might say that Jeremiah had a tough congregation. But what did he do? He, like many pastors, went home and complained. And so he complained to the Lord and accused him of seducing him. He complained to the Lord, "I've become a laughingstock all the day and everybody mocks me." However, even though everyone seemingly rejected the message, the power of the Holy Spirit was yet with him. And this compelled Jeremiah to continue to go out with the message. For he says, "If I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, there is in my heart as it were a burning fire shut up in my bones. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot." He could not hold in the message, for indeed God had told him that he was going to be a wall of fortified bronze before these people. In the face of the opposition, God indeed was with him, as he says in verse 11, "But the Lord is with me as a dread warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble. They will not overcome me. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten." In a few days, some of you are going to walk across these few feet and receive calls to shepherd God's people. How will it be for you? Some of you will be facing great challenges. Some of you may not have a good time, but we're living in trying times. We live in a time when the clear witness of Christ's messengers is rejected by many. But St. Paul has told us this as he told Timothy, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with complete patience and careful instruction. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into mist. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, and do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. It's not always easy to recruit men to this task of being pastors, because we have to tell them the truth. It's like being in the army, certainly. It's happening today, my friends. There are many faithful pastors who are called to task for maintaining a truthful witness. Now, of course, there are some who've caused their own problems by dealing with issues in their congregation without a lack of instruction and a lack of patience and a lack of sensitivity. I wouldn't suggest that you call your board of elders up to charges in the first month or two, or your circuit counselor. Many of the congregation's problems and district's problems must indeed be dealt with careful patience and careful instruction. But yet there is great error today. There are people who consider themselves to be faithful Lutheran Christians who reject the truth of Christ as the sole means of salvation. There are some who suggest that those who confess a faith in Allah really worship the true God without knowing it. But like Jeremiah and Paul and Timothy, we all must continue to patiently and carefully confess the truth. For indeed, the message of the judgment of God upon unrepentant sinners cannot be sugar-coated. It is a message that must go out, and the message of the need for the Savior cannot be held in. As we think about the rejection of faithful teachers, we must also remember the one who was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and was indeed acquainted with grief. As one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. He was wounded indeed for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And upon him was the chastisement that has brought us peace. The prophesied rejected one has come, and he has overcome, and in him we stand, and in him we proclaim the truth, for in him and him alone is life. Challenges to the faithful will continue until the last day. Evil may seem to overcome, but in the end, Christ the righteous judge will come to judge the quick and the dead. What shall we do? As Jeremiah, we can do no other. We must call the world to repentance, and we must proclaim Christ as Savior, the sole means of salvation, regardless of what man may say. Yes, we will face those who reject our message. We will face those who persecute us. However, as we proclaim the inerrant word with Jeremiah, we may also say, "But the Lord is with me as a dread warrior. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble. They will not overcome me. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will not be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, who test the righteous, who sees the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance upon them. For to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hand of evildoers. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.